Well, Houston janitors turn up the heat in their struggle for a living wage. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marlo, Houston janitors continue to take their message to the streets ahead of renewed contract negotiations. Yesterday evening, more than 500 janitors gathered with friends, families, and allies at the Williams Tower in the Galleria area. The march that followed resulted in another act of civil disobedience. 24 janitors and labor activists from Houston and around the country were arrested when they sat in the intersection of Westheimer and Post Oak Road and linked arms to block traffic. SEIU Local 1 State Director Elsa Caballero says the janitors continue to take the message to the streets to remind people that getting contractors back to the bargaining table doesn't mean their struggle is over.
We've been doing this now to make sure that we get the message across that it was important to get the contractors back to the table, but coming to the table is just the first step, right? Obviously, we have to make sure that there's going to be movement in the right direction at the table, and we don't think that we would get that by just sitting back and saying, okay, we got them at the table, right? It's important that they continue to see these workers engaged and active and willing to make the sacrifices that we just talked about, like civil disobedience, in order to get the point across that they're tired of it and that they're willing to fight to make sure that their families can be moving out of poverty and create better lives for them. We have been now on strike this is week four, right? So strike is just one of the ways that we want to make sure that, you know, our point gets across. And then once that's not working, then, you know, we have to start thinking about what else can we do to make sure that our message gets across and that, you know, the building owners and the contracts understand that these workers are going to fight and do whatever it takes.
Veteran activist with the Houston Peace and Justice Center, Priscilla Atwood, is no stranger to placing her freedom on the line for a cause. One of the first arrested in janitor's civil disobedience campaign, she says standing up for those making sub-poverty wages is an empowering experience in the struggle for the working class.
My husband and I decided that we wanted to stand in solidarity with the janitors of Houston because they're making such low wages in Millionaire City. And it was probably one of the most empowering experiences of my life to do civil disobedience and to be able to stand up for people who are not being heard. I guess I feel so strongly about the janitor struggle because it's more than just the janitors that we're talking about. This is what you might call the 99%. That are struggling in America today, and so many of them are making below poverty level wages for very hard work. So it's not that they're not working, they're working hard, they're working full-time jobs, but they're making below poverty, below a living wage. And we just feel very strongly that this is the fight of the century that needs to be won in America today. When I was being arrested, I felt very proud because I felt like I was in the company of a lot of people that have gone before me who have stood up for causes that they believed in and have put themselves on the line in such a way, you know, like Martin Luther King and others like him that have done this before me.
Last night's action follows up a series of arrests for acts of civil disobedience ahead of contract negotiations set to resume today. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.
Well, thank you for that report. Very interesting. So how was the scene out there? Were they panicked? Were they in solidarity?
In solidarity. The folks who actually engaged in that action of civil disobedience did it very calmly, except for the part of rushing out into the intersection. It was really incredible to see so many people out there in support of them.
Jacob Santillan, thank you for that report.